Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Pleased to bring you a different kind of show today. Well, they're all different, right? That's the whole point. That's what I strive for. I hope you find it interesting. I'm going to work hard at it. And so will Beth Muthart, our radio producer, who's making sure we find interesting and varied guests. And she has not disappointed today. We have Eric Inquest, who is Assistant VP Military Transitions at USAA. And Eric is a West Point graduate, served in U.S. Army prior to joining USAA, where he and his team work specifically with USAA members to help military members in transition with advice, advocacy, and, of course, the relevant financial products they might need. And those of you that are not familiar, or maybe not as well as you could be, USAA provides banking, insurance, investment, retirement services to 11.1 million of the U.S. military and their families. And so I'm very glad to have Eric join us. Eric, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, first and foremost, thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you.
We need to say that every day. So thank you, sir.
All right. I appreciate that.
Let's dive in here. So we've got this survey or study that came out, which is really interesting, that announced the 2015 best places for veteran entrepreneurs. And the list is really interesting. And of course, being in Florida, I'm very proud to see that Florida ranks so well. And this was done with Syracuse University Institute for Veterans and Military Families and commissioned by USAA and the Chamber. That's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And so, there was, 401 metropolitan areas that were considered for a variety of criteria, including veteran-owned businesses per capita, colleges, a lot of different things that would come into play. And so with this list, number one was Asheville, North Carolina. And then what was really cool, being from Florida, is Sarasota, West Palm, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Walton Beach, all these places in Florida made the top 10, which is pretty cool. So the first question I had for you is, what's the importance here? Why does USA and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce gotten behind this? And what's the importance of this list each year? What should people know about that, Eric?
Well, that's a great question. And really, it goes to mission alignment. USAA is founded by the military for the military. And so serving military community and their families from a financial perspective is in our DNA. And it was a perfect alignment with hiring our heroes and their focus on creating paths for meaningful employment for our veterans and their families. So we've created this list together for the last 3 years, and this year is no exception. We've created different criteria each year to make the list different, but really tied to what the needs of the veterans are as it changes slightly over time. This year, we have three top 10 lists that align with the transition assistance program and the specific tracks that veterans can enter into. In particular, we looked at entrepreneurship. We also looked at best opportunities for career post-military. And finally, we also looked at the 10 best places across the country to afford service members higher education. And as you mentioned, we're very happy to see that Florida did very well, as did the Southeast in general. Four cities from Florida ranked within the top 10 as it relates to entrepreneurship.
Excellent, excellent. Well, yeah, we're very pleased to be counted in that list. And you mentioned kind of as a way of describing it, Hire Our Heroes. But there's also a website, hireourheroes.org, that has a lot of great information both for veterans as well as for businesses and corporations out there to learn more about this. Maybe not obvious, but yet very, very fruitful relationship or strategic partnership between our military and veterans, and then, of course, the business community, who can benefit greatly from the skills that veterans possess and can translate over to the business and other parts of, the civilian side.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, very good. So, yeah, the website, hireourheroes.org. So, there's a lot of other things I want to get to, Eric. I wanted to ask also, when you look at the list, we talked about Florida making the list. Is there anything that stands out besides, of course, the fact that we have so many miles of beaches that might be attractive veterans? But other than the obvious, what are some of the things you think that drove Florida?
Well, it wasn't as much lifestyle-oriented as it was data around supporting veterans successfully in pursuit of a higher education, careers, or entrepreneurship. And as it relates to entrepreneurship in particular, We looked at a variety of factors to include the number of veteran-owned small businesses per capita.
Okay.
We also looked more broadly at the number of small businesses per capita. And in addition to that, we looked at the tax climate, other favorable conditions such as veteran wage growth, mm-hmm. unemployment, and obviously Florida ranks very well, not just for the veteran who's looking either to start a job or look for a career post-military, but they're also destination locations. So they're conducive for raising families, obviously they're family-friendly, and afford job opportunities for spouses as well.
That's excellent. Well, and I was being a little cute when I said the beaches, because I know it's based on hard data that really that gives it Florida the ranking it does, and Florida ranks up really well in a lot of other areas. So, what is it about some of these criteria you think, Eric, that really supports that entrepreneurial spirit that a lot of veterans, of course, having the training and the mindset that they do. Why is that particularly important for military to consider, when they think about a new place to call home beyond the military?
Well, I think it's a couple of factors. First and foremost, we recognize that one of the tracks that the military provides service members in preparation for a successful transition is entrepreneurship. And looking at how to create a business plan, get financing, and start and grow a business post-military. But it also aligns with the fact that veterans over-index among their contemporaries for creating their own jobs by building their own companies and growing those successfully. You look at the national average, about 12% of civilians consider themselves small business owners, and a full percentage point greater than that, more than 13% of veterans are small business owners. And more than 70% of veterans will go and work for a small company. So it's important that we continue to establish the foundation for successfully hiring veterans by allowing those veterans who are looking to capitalize on their own entrepreneurial spirit, start a company on their own, because we know that they will be future employers of more veterans.
That's excellent. Is there any particular area of business that you're seeing with this entrepreneurial component, Eric? Any particular area of business you find that the veterans naturally gravitate to, especially as it relates to starting their own business? Any particular discipline or area of service?
Well, what's interesting this year, as I mentioned, is most of the cities that ranked in the top 10 are destination cities.
Okay.
But I think it aligns with the veteran spirit of service.
Okay.
Problem solving, looking for unmet needs, and continuing to serve even after their career in the military. So when you think about the career opportunities that are afforded veterans and the skill sets they bring to corporate America, the sectors are virtually endless. You look at the Department of Labor and the military skills that are aligned with the veterans getting out today, it's virtually all of them. In the manufacturing industry, certainly within management and professional careers, transportation, oil and gas, hospitality, service industry, all of those provide not just the technical skills that the military service members can continue to leverage that they've gleaned over the course of their career, but really leverage soft skills, leadership, objective, focus, accomplishment of role, team building and team making skills. They set their mind to it, and given a good culture fit, veterans are successful in virtually every sector across the country.
Excellent. Excellent. Great stuff. If you're just joining us, Eric Inguis is our guest today, Assistant VP Military Transitions USAA. And we're talking about a new report out that ranks, of course, different places around the country for veterans and being a best place for them. And very interesting topic. We're going to grab a quick break and come right back with Eric. I want to talk about some of the additional components to this, and we'll start right after the break.
Hi, I'm Teresa Ram with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. The YMCA has 6 locations to help you and your family reach their health and fitness goals. The WISE child care programs provide a safe and nurturing environment. So whether it's Kids Zone while you're working out, after school enrichment programs, kids fitness programs, or Camp Winona resident camp, the Y is a safe place for your child. For more information, check out www.vfymca.org.
And we are back with Eric Inguis, who is Assistant VP of Military Transitions over at USAA. And we're talking about a study done, supported and really promoted by USAA, as well as the Chamber, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, to develop this list of top places for veteran entrepreneurs. And I wanted to get back to kind of a spinoff question, Eric, that related to, you know, the entrance of vets into these entrepreneurial opportunity. As they make their transition from the military and perhaps pursue the entrepreneurial track, are there any, and this is for our veterans out there, Eric, are there any special programs that are available to them, either in terms of kind of transition training, special programs, special studies, things that help them kind of, you know, accelerate their path in getting into a business or finding a business, and then also any special funding or loans or, you know, capital type things, anything there that vets should know about?
Certainly. It really starts with the Military Transition Assistance Program, or TAP program. It has an entrepreneur-specific track to give them insights to initially building their business plan and secure funding once they separate from the service. But in addition, there are resources like this Best Places list that really provide insight to veterans to consider areas based on opportunity, not geography, where it's most conducive to starting a small business given the economic climate of that local area. And I'd also like to point out that the Small Business Administration, SBA.gov, is really a great resource, again, providing invaluable resources for small business owners or veterans who are looking to start a small business and building a business plan, secure financing, access to mentors and additional training for successful job creation once they've established a company, and then ongoing support to continue to grow that business once it's taken root.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's the kind of support I was hoping I would hear, Eric, because these men and women that have served their country and served it very well, I think they merit getting that extra, you know, transition and acceleration into the business world. And kind of from another angle, I want to make sure I get to this. For businesses out there that want to learn more and understand about the advantages of bringing a veteran on as an employee, of course, they can go to this website we talked about, hireourheroes.org, and we could speak to that a little bit as well if you'd like. You know, I'd like to, you know, for if there's an opportunity, if there's somebody that's a veteran and they present their resume to me and we are hiring, you know, I, as a business owner, I'm going to look favorably on that because I know what a lot of the strength that that's going to bring to the table.
Yes, certainly. Hiring Our Heroes, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, has been an invaluable partner these last 3 years, not just in making this list, but really in partnering with USAA in pursuit of assisting service members and their families with successfully transitioning from the military. Mm. Hiring Our Heroes really is bringing industries together to learn best practices on how to establish veteran hiring programs from within their company or improve existing veteran hiring programs. There's successful job fairs across the country in close proximity to many military installations in virtually every state have successfully hired 27,000 veterans year to date. So they're doing an outstanding job in helping tie companies who are looking to hire veterans and gain a competitive edge by leveraging their skill set with veterans who have skills that are looking to leverage those in a career post-military service.
Outstanding. Well, we were pleasantly surprised here recently, Eric, you'll like this, to find out that one of our new hires had the military background and had been in the airborne, and we're like, yes, that's that's what we want to hear. So that's very good. This may sound like a strange question, but how do we let potential job applicants or let veterans know that we look favorably on their experience? You know, when we're advertising our any potential openings at my company, how do I let them know that we would look very favorably on that?
Oh, that's a great question. One of the biggest gaps is linking up companies that have jobs with veterans that are looking for those jobs. One of the areas, again, in partnership with Hiring Our Heroes, USAA built the fasttrackforheroes.org. It's a heat map that provides access to both employers and potential employees, industries across the country, and where those locations are, and has more than 1 million jobs that are available today for veterans. I'd recommend that companies that are looking to hire veterans get engaged with the local chamber, get engaged with the U.S. chamber, learn from contemporaries, learn from even competitors, because even as USAA understands, we have a 30% hiring goal annually. That means that for veterans and their family members, but that's just a drop in the bucket compared to the 1 million veterans that will separate between now and the end of 2018.
Wow.
So it will take everyone working together to identify the talent that's coming within our veteran population and placing them appropriately in corporate America.
Excellent, Eric. What was the website, Fast Track?
FastTrackForHeroes.org.
All right, excellent. And there are opportunities, I would assume, that a business like mine can go to that website and can post jobs and let them know that we have positions that are available and we would look favorably on their veteran status.
Certainly.
Now, this may sound like a strange question, and this is probably not the first time you've heard it. Is there any backlash that you guys deal with this, that, you know, that other applicants go, well, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm still a good applicant just because I'm not a veteran. I mean, are there other organizations, or is there any, you know, I get, or as a business owner myself putting that out there, do I, you know, open myself up to somebody being critical of that?
Well, I would love to hear that because it shows that the veterans are being successful amongst their contemporaries.
Good problem.
And demonstrates the value of military service, not just during their time of service, but on into their civilian life.
Yeah.
But truth be told, it's not about charity. It really is capitalizing on the skill set that veterans bring and recognizing that it makes good business sense to hire veterans. And it gives companies who place veterans appropriately, given a good cultural fit in addition to the skill set fit, opportunities to create competitive edges against their competitors.
Well put, Eric, and that's exactly the way I would look at it. I just was curious if you had, you know, if there was some of that out there. And I suppose there'll always be, you know, people, groups and such that compete for, because there's only so many jobs, right? And so
that's
everybody
right.
wants to compete for them. If you're just joining us, Eric Inquist is our guest today, Assistant Vice President, Military Transitions over at USAA. And this is a neat opportunity to talk to Eric about what USAA and, of course, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has done with this Best Places for Veterans study, the list for 2015. And we're proud to say that Florida grabbed a bunch of those top 10 positions. And we're talking through some of the different things that are involved. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about unemployment. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
These are challenging times for investors. The stock market is volatile, with 10% drops a common historical occurrence. Is your financial portfolio prepared for such a correction? What about inflation? What's your plan when that gallon of milk or gallon of gasoline costs $16? And what about interest rates? Did you know that a 10-year bond could drop 10% if interest rates rose just 1%? What's your plan for that? Holland Financial has all the answers to questions like these and practical steps to help you hedge against these negative events. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting with David Holland. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Hey there, welcome back. Eric Inquist on the line with me, Assistant VP Military Transitions over at USAA. And I wanted to come right back and mention a couple of websites that Eric talked about before the break. HireOurHeroes.org is a great overview website. And then that heat map that shows the employment opportunities for veterans. I love the military description of that, Eric. FastTrackForHeroes.org is that website. So let's talk a little bit about unemployment, Eric. We've seen in the past that unemployment rates for military veterans has been significantly higher than that of the general population. But those numbers have stabilized a bit lately. Is this something to do with some of this trend of, you know, people recognizing, companies recognizing the value that vets represent, or is there something else in play?
Well, I think that's a great comment, and I think it's a variety of different factors that are playing into that. And you're right in saying that the veteran unemployment rate, generally speaking, and the national average is much lower than the unemployment rate at large. But it's a bit of a mixed bag, and when you look at the post-9/11 veterans, and especially those that are 35 and under, they continue to lag behind the national average of unemployment. So there's still a lot of work to be done. The reason for the numbers coming down, I think, is attributable to many things. One, as you so aptly put, it's recognition of the value of veterans coming to corporate America and the skill sets they bring. It's a success of various veteran transition programs, and successful veterans in corporate America foster an environment for other hires coming after them. But it's also an indication of an improving economy in a variety of sectors, that allow for veterans to flourish once they separate from the military. But as I stated, you know, the veteran hiring still has some opportunity, especially among our younger demographic. The 22 to 35-year-old population, which comprise about 80 to 85% of those veterans who are separating from the military, still lag behind their civilian counterparts in unemployment, so there is a lot of opportunity there.
That's very good. That's very good, Eric. So how about for, let's kind of go back to the veteran for a minute who's out there, who's listening to this program. For somebody who knows they'll be, maybe they're seeing their tour of duty, so to speak, coming to a close, and they're looking to leave active military service. How far out should they be looking to start to look for other employment? What would you recommend?
Well, that's a great question. Right now, the military affords them access to additional resources and planning their separation about 12 months out.
Okay.
When you're looking for a career post-military, that's about the time you should start, because you need to start determining what you want to do when you separate, build a network, have a plan for your separation, determine what your shortfalls are, your opportunities to increase your competitiveness in that market with either going back to school or getting licensing or certification. I would say, though, that at USAA, we impress upon our members to start planning even earlier than that, especially from a financial perspective, knowing that being financially secure at the point of separation takes time. You need a lot more runway for success, and we expect that 18, if not 24 months prior to separation, service members and their families need to start planning. You need to start developing a plan of where you want to go, look for opportunity based on look for what you want to do based on opportunity rather than geography.
Yeah, right.
And you want to pay down debt while you still have the means to do so, and then start saving for emergencies. Typically have 3 to 6 months of expenses on hand in a liquid account so that they can weather any unemployment or underemployment post-separation.
Yeah, well put, Eric. Well, and you made an excellent point that not only for the military personnel, but for their families to be thinking about what they want to do and what the types of work, especially given their background in the military, that might especially want them to focus in on one particular area or a group of areas, and to be thinking about, you know, those opportunities, and then to go over to this fasttrackforheroes.org website where they can get your, you know, infrared analysis on where those opportunities are that they're going to match. Because they can literally, I've been to the website, I think it's fascinating that you can go into that website and actually, you know, plug in the industries you're interested in, and boom, there it shows you the current postings of jobs that are all over the country. And then you can, of course, continue to whittle it down by if you want to focus on one particular area. But that, to me, is just so remarkable to have that, quote-unquote, intelligence on the ground and to be able to get in there and find that and then start you know, looking at those opportunities as you get closer to the transition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good. So what about any other resources that we should talk to people about for militaries and their family who are seeking relevant employment? Any other resources that are out there that we should talk to them about?
Well, I think the importance is to have a plan, start early, and find resources outside of their immediate influence. And I appreciate opportunities to talk about this. When we talk about the best places list, it opens up the insight or opportunity for locations that wouldn't otherwise be in their consideration set. So these lists can be found at usaa.com/best places. Give additional resources, including access to Hiring Our Heroes for employment, or education, or in many cases, entrepreneurship if they want to start their own business post-separation.
That's excellent, Eric. We got a couple minutes. I wanted to ask you. So let's say I'm ready to sign up as an employer. And there's other employers, of course, that are listening to this program. So how do we can go to the website. Give me kind of an overview of what's involved for a company that is looking to, you know, partner with this program. What do we do? Is there a vetting? What's the process? What's our intake process, if you will, for partnering with this program to be able to put resumes out there for veterans?
Well, for a small business owner looking to access veterans who are looking for careers in particular industries, I'd recommend going to hireourheroes.org website to get started. But also get active with the local chamber. Hiring Our Heroes is very influential and engaged across the country, virtually all chambers across the country, and they provide resources to include networking, best practices for companies who are looking to start veteran hiring programs or improve existing veteran hiring programs, And so if you're looking to access veterans but don't know where to go, hireourheroes.org is a great start.
Excellent. Very good. So it looks like I'm at the website here, and I got the Veterans Job Engine over on the hireourheroes.org, and it looks like you can post jobs, and there's different opportunities to market them and promote them. So this is something that, basically there's a screening questionnaire and things like that, but in terms of for the employer to put a job out there, it doesn't look like it's that difficult or really expensive.
No, we want to facilitate an easy experience for both the veterans and those companies looking to hire vets. We don't want to put the barriers up, but we do want to provide some resources for both employers and potential employees so that their transition is successful.
That's excellent. Well, it's you made a good point, Eric. There are, for the veteran, there are plenty of potential barriers that can crop up because of either, reacclimating to civilian life. There are, of course, other challenges that they may face. But, your point is, I think, spot on for the veteran, that as they are ready to make this transition, that the earlier they start planning, the better, get their finances in order, start getting to these websites. And for businesses out there that share my philosophy of looking favorably on that military experience, that get to this website, hireourheroes.org, and get in, get started, get engaged, and let's create this partnership.
Exactly.
Excellent, Eric. Well, thank you for taking some time to update us on what's been happening. This is very exciting. Eric Inquist is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Assistant VP, Military Transitions over at USAA. We've given you a bunch of websites to go take a look at. And Eric, I'd like to thank you on the behalf of all the rest of the civilians out here for protecting us and then providing these well-trained and eager military gentlemen and women to come and help us in our businesses.
Well, thank you for focusing on this very important topic.
You're very welcome. Thank you, sir.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.